Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on social media at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text at 562-317-0087. So the Kings are second in the division with a 17-8-3 record after a 2-0 week, where they beat the Wild at home and then started the road trip off right by beating the Islanders. And what is that, six-game winning streak now? Is that where we're at?
Hey-o!
Sounds about right. Toast to that. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
Highway to the danger zone.
Jordan Heckman.
I'm in studio.
And also in studio for Top Gun Night, Jesse Cohen.
Part one.
All right. So everybody wants to know.
Yes.
Jesse, how was Top Gun?
Not for me.
Top Gun, the original. We haven't seen Maverick yet.
We have not yet seen Maverick. Listen, if it makes other people happy, I'm happy for it to make them happy. It was not my personal type of movie.
Okay, if I'm not in the room.
But you are.
I am.
And you cried, and I don't want to make fun of you for crying.
Three times.
It was a heavy cry.
But it was.
Turned to ask a question about the plot, and James was in tears. And I was like, oh, wait, are you crying? I was going to like crack wise. James was like, crying. I was like, oh, whoops. All right.
You're like, I'm literally like, you know, like
sobbing.
Deep cry.
Like
what part of the movie were we at?
The sad part.
The saddest part.
The canopy. Okay. You're in the water.
I thought it might have been, you know, just like the beach volleyball scene or something.
Yeah.
No.
I said this to Jordan already. I was surprised, having never seen the movie, but having heard about it for decades. I was surprised that there was not more opportunities to make fun of theoretically closeted
homosexuality.
Appeal. Oh. Well, I'm trying to. There's a child.
But I can say it.
Well, you can say it.
There's not
you
a
want.
Child here. He's sleeping.
All right. Well, anyway.
He's asleep. He's not awake.
I just thought it was going to be like end to end over the top. Like, oh my God, what am I watching? I didn't think it was that overt or that bad.
Now you got to go and watch that Tarantino.
I've seen it.
You got to rewatch that after watching.
Yeah. I don't agree. Like, I get it. It's fun to blow things out of proportion, but
So the only reason, like, and I kept reminding everybody.
Yeah, it was the 80s. I've seen a lot of movies from the 80s that I like that were good, that were well written.
And it's cheesy, it is. But I will say, the one thing I will say is it is the most involved the U.S. military has been in a movie in decades.
Yeah.
And the fact that they allowed so much footage to be done, and obviously the production paid for all of the usage and fuel.
You're talking about the second one, right?
No, the first one.
The first one.
It was truly like unprecedented how much the military was involved in this and utilized.
Which, unless you're looking for reasons to glow up the movie, don't matter.
I think
it does for the authenticity of it.
Okay, but I wasn't.
You know, it's really funny. Don't talk to Kevin.
Yeah, what's really funny about that is Kevin, who worked on aircraft carriers, hates that movie because it is so unauthentic.
Look, when I was in my late 20s, I think, early 30s-ish, I lived with two guys who were pediatric residents. And they hated the show House because of how inauthentic it was. And they loved Scrubs because of how authentic Scrubs was. Huh. I don't like Scrubs. I like House.
Oh, really?
I don't care about authenticity. I care about good storytelling.
I love bold. Like, all Scrubs right. is hilarious. I think it's... Huh?
Agree to disagree.
Scrubs is hilarious.
I like the janitor in Scrubs.
He's probably the best of it. And I like the play that the two guys have. It's very slapstick, but I love it. House has great stories.
I love House.
Yeah, it's a very Matlock type style.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, very
Holmes house.
Like
a house is a home.
Oh, look,
I don't think that was.
But that's they don't not spell me. With
I
an L.
I don't think. Well, whatever. It's the point is he's a He's Sherlock Holmes and his best friend. And his best friend who works at the hospital is his Dr. Watson.
Isn't his name Wilson?
Yes, James Wilson.
Oh, interesting. So knowing what that movie means to James,
It hurts me to say bad things about it.
I don't want
to be mean to James.
I want you to be mean to James. Number one. But number two,
sorry for my ice crunching.
All three of us are going to be sniffling.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we do. Is there a movie, 80s or not, that you enjoy, that there's the nostalgia behind it? Because that's what is the driving force for James on this film.
I would say Ghostbusters, but Ghostbusters is objectively a perfect movie.
Objectively perfect.
So, I mean, go read people's reviews of Ghostbusters. It's great.
You got Bill Murray.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I will compare it to is Dude, Where's My Car? Which for me, I love Dude, Where's My Car? But I understand that Dude, Where's My Car is not a good movie.
It's a ridiculous movie, but it's great.
But I like it.
Yeah, yeah, same.
And I don't care if it's not a good movie. I like it.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing? A lot of people, it's fan favorite, but...
Cult classic.
Yeah, it is cult classic.
Yeah.
Office Space is another...
Office Space is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll fight with people about Office.
I mean, you worked in an office, so you...
Yeah, no, listen, Office Space is just funny. Like, yeah,
it's...
And Jesse hates printers.
Not as much as they do in Office Space, but I definitely have my battles with the printers at work.
So does everybody.
Yeah. It usually requires me to call the IT guy in. Sort of pathetically sit there and say, I don't understand why.
Shit, Dennis, I just hit record.
I've been there.
Classic.
I've done that before.
Well, the StreamYard does a local recording, so he can mesh the two.
If it makes you feel any better, one time we decided that we were going to get Craig Johnson and Chris Height, the assistant coaches of the Ontario Reign, on the podcast together. And we spent weeks scheduling it, getting it setting up, finding a day that we could do it, blah, blah, blah. They come into the room. We have the board set up, the mic set up. They sit down. I hit record. The button turns blue, maybe, or whatever. It's the wrong color. But I didn't process that. I just processed that the clock was running. I hit stop. Go to take the card out. No card.
Oh.
Just nothing.
I had a card
45 minute conversation. Nothing.
I had a card error about 20 minutes in with a buddy of mine, Kaleo, who eventually passes, and Alex Faust in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
That's brutal.
And great conversation. Kaleo's a goalie. Just tremendous conversation about just a ton of hockey stuff.
Yeah.
And in-depth stuff and origins. And then I look, and then there's an error code on the recorder.
Yep.
And I had to stop, and I'm like, it's so important. I'm like, hey, listen, this is fucking silly. Technical problem.
True Lies.
We got to start over.
The scene where the terrorist is giving his speech to the henchman with the camera, and you can see the battery flashing. And
Yeah. That happened.
And happens, I'm like, to everybody.
This is
great movie. Great.
Also, Jamie Lee Curtis, absolute smoke show in that movie.
I don't know the importance of that until later, until events unfold and I lose my friend. And
was that the last recording you had, or theoretically?
Yeah, that was the last trip. We would do King's trips together. Yeah. It was the last trip we went on.
Are you just going to start crying all night now? Is that what happened by watching
Top Cut? Yeah, it really is. Okay. I mean, let's just be fair. Alex was so good. I mean, he's true professional. He's like, yeah, let's kick it off. And literally went through the same stories.
I mean,
Dennis and I did record an episode twice one time.
Yeah.
An entire episode happens twice.
You have to do it. Yeah, you're there.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like, might as well.
If you don't do it again, you've utterly wasted your time. Yeah, if you do it again, you've wasted a little bit of time.
We're literally in Toronto. Like,
yeah. No, absolutely.
We all made the trip.
I'm sorry. My back really hurts. Sorry.
We might lose Jesse at any time. So that
I might pass out.
Wouldn't it be the first time on the show. Not you.
Yeah. Say, when did I ever pass out on the show? Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember when he fell asleep. No, I fell asleep. I was watching. He was in some hotel room. Fool fell asleep in the middle of the recording.
Well, before we lose Jesse, I have an important question. Is
this the bald question?
Non-hockey related. Since I have two bald gentlemen for around me. And to be fair, I'm also.
Don't, I mean, cry me a river, hair
well,
boy.
Well, yeah. You should see back here.
Yeah. I'm not interested.
You have a solar panel. Like,
you're a solar farm. I don't understand the desire of haired people to always be like, well, I know your pay. I shaved my head when I was like 18 years old because I knew. That's like
my brother. Yeah.
I just knew. So, like, I don't want to hear about it from people with a 3 or 4 in the first digit of their age. Like, you made it. I didn't. So, fair. Anyway, what's your question?
So, everyone has a face, right? You have a chin and your face goes up.
Sure.
At what point on a person's face does it stop being a face and become the top of your head?
That's a very good question.
Is it different for bald people? Because like a lot of people would say it's like it's your hairline, that's where your face ends. But if you're bald, or if you have question. Really like I have a widow's peak, right? Like yeah, like yes, in right my here. Opinion my face goes up to here.
I guess wherever your hat yeah, wherever you I, wear I your would hat
say exactly if yeah. I put my hat back on
uh-huh
this is where I say my face starts like yeah. half what? Forehead
what if you're wearing a yarmulke
half forehead
I get it
right here
Well, I guess get that. Okay, all right.
Half forehead is fair.
That's an acceptable answer.
Like if you okay, here's what I would say.
Let's
if
be
you
realistic the, though. Even with hairlines, the hairline is not the end. No. Like some people have really big foreheads.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their sure. face is not 18 inches high.
Like, or there's some of those people who have the hairlines that go really low yeah. too, you know?
Well, I feel like there's someone like 3 inches above your eyebrows. I don't know.
Think about the magnetic toy that we had where you drew the face and the
yeah.
hair.
Yeah, yeah, Willy.
It was usually like mid forehead was I'd the say face.
Three fingers above your eyebrows.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. A reasonable answer.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Science.
Dennis?
Science.
Let's science, see. Bitch.
It's yeah, it's about there. That's where my hairline is. So.
Fucking
I think hairline. Jesse nailed it.
No, Jesse he didn't say hairline, it. Asshole. He said 3 fingers.
I did 3 fingers.
Hey, shout that's out to Big Che, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Two beautiful trays.
This is going to be one of your read.
Of Al Pastor ribs tonight at Top Gun Night.
There was two?
Two, yeah. Well, there was two before you got here. There's one when you got here.
Oh,
yeah, no, we all enjoyed it.
I only had two because I thought there was.
Yeah, yeah, we re-enjoyed it when you got here.
Oh, got it. It was delicious.
So, I'm sorry yeah. I was late.
So I will tell you, Big Che ending vacation early to be here because he doesn't come back till the 13th.
Well, now I feel even worse for being late.
We're not part of his vacation?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But he was on vacation till the 13th, not cooking anything. Came here tonight for Top Gun Night. Brought out Pastor ribs. I mean, arguably some of the best ribs. I think I pride myself on daddy sauce.
Daddy sauce.
And I will say still Al Pastor ribs, probably the best ribs you can get.
Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
Check out Big Che. He's going to be back in 2 days, ready for orders for Jam, Christmas.
Sorry, I was late.
Hey.
James didn't tell me what time to be here till yesterday, and I had already made plans.
True.
Very true.
True.
Very true.
He had a 2 to 2:30 meeting and he said, I'll be there after that.
That was yesterday, again, when I found out what time he expected me to be here. And listen, my meeting went long. I had dinner with John Hoven.
Oh, wow. The mayor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jesse loves the mayor. So I get it.
We hadn't fair connected enough on a personal level in a very long time.
Fair enough.
All right. Well.
All right. Anyway,
you want to pay some bills?
Big Che. Do want, and then no free ads. By the way, West Grove Pizza, some of the best pizza in Orange County.
Oh, are we doing this now?
Yeah, this feels absolutely suspiciously like a free ad.
No free ads, but West Grove Pizza.
as long as you give the caveat, it's not a free ad.
One of the hosts of Top Gun Night tonight, the infamous 6 pizza order, which went amazingly well. Which I believe someone said was a wrong answer, but
it is
was a huge hit.
Who was Top Gun Night for?
Like Jesse Cohen.
How many slices of pizza did Jesse Cohen have?
How many did he choose to have?
Yeah.
Zero.
One.
Oh, one. I did get a review.
He went with Hawaiian, actually.
No, I had the pepperoni, the 3 kinds of pepperoni.
I did get a review. Best Supreme Pizza ever had. From a pizza place, from one of the participants here at Top Gun Night. So West Coast Pizza. Check it out.
I'm not sure that that's accurate.
That is.
I watched the whole movie. I didn't see her here.
Best Supreme Pizza. Yeah, she was picking up kids.
And, yeah. And walking dogs.
Walking dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dewey. And so West Garden Pizza, check them out. West Garden Grove. Best pizza in Orange County.
For all of you Kings fans that live anywhere near West Garden Grove.
Or travel through Orange County at any time. It's the border of LA and Orange County.
It is.
Keep losing ice.
It's quite close. There's a hole right here. Yeah.
Top Gun review from Jesse.
I got ice stuck in my beer. Oh, it's in my.
All right. How about a not so free ad now?
It's in my hoodie.
Not so free ad.
See?
The 2024-2025 NHL season still has that new car smell.
Ooh.
And the action is heating up on DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple like just picking a team to win. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. So what can you do? Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN. For new customers, get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility.
Yes.
Varies by jurisdiction.
Drink. James was drinking during Top Gun night.
Void in Ontario. Hey, bet must win to receive award. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance.
7 days.
For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
Who just whispered 7 days into that?
That was James.
That one.
It's like a ring reference or something.
168 hours is 7 days.
Yeah.
It's supposed to read that verbatim, but you know.
Fair enough.
I clarify it for people that don't know how to calculate 168 hours.
It's supposed to be verbatim. That's all I'm saying.
It is verbatim. I just added stuff.
That would make it not verbatim.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah.
Verbatim plus. You get the bonus.
There's no 10% on this one, James.
It's a bonus track.
The bonus track.
I almost hocked a loogie in my own garage. I mean, studio.
Jesus.
Can I hock a loogie in your garage?
You should. Do it.
I'm all out. I'm all out of ammo.
All out of mucus. not so phlegmy. All right. Should we talk about the games?
Do it.
We should talk about games.
My favorite one of the week, because I was there. There were some friends and they're also their children with my child, and Anze Kopitar threw them a puck during warm-up, so that was pretty cool.
That's dude. Rad.
We won't talk about who he pointed to and then who ended up with puck. That's for a different time. But
Luke?
It was still he pointed at Luke, yeah. And but the kid it was his first Luke. Game. It was his first game. He was getting the puck regardless. So anyways. That's the first time I've done warmups, and I'm kind of ashamed to say that, but it was freaking awesome.
What, warmups on the glass?
Or yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Sorry. That's a good point. All right. Getting the party started was Adrian Kempe with his 13th goal of the season. Just as the first period is expiring, followed up by Alex Laferriere, matching his previous season goal total, I believe, on the power play, believe it or not, to go up 2-0. And then Trevor Moore gets an empty net. I believe the vast majority of his goals are empty netters this season, which is a little...
Four.
Four out of his six.
No, three. I'm sorry, three.
Three, okay. Three out of his six, which that's going to even itself out eventually.
I want to shame
sounds
everybody
pretty even already.
By the way,
do it.
I want to shame everybody.
Okay.
I keep seeing people making that joke about Trevor Moore and all the empty net goals. Adrian Kempe has four and has like I don't know, 15 or something over the last 4 years. But nobody ever talks about him as if he's the.
Didn't Hiller earlier this year talk about that? Like, oh yeah, Kempe scored like so many goals last year. I think, you know, a lot of those were empty netters.
Well, McClellan pointed it out a couple of years ago, and then
that's what it was, McClellan.
But Hiller also referenced it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. Like he should score empty net goals. He should be out there in those situations.
Sure.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that like because Trevor Moore did it twice in one game. It's the, you know, something happens twice and everybody's like, well, that always happens. No.
Yeah.
It's the Dr. Doofenshmirtz thing. If I had a nickel for every time Trevor Moore scored an empty net goal in the same period,
I'd have
2 cents. Nickels, which is not a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Yakov Trinan. Sure. We'll go with that. Saves me from having to do a shotgun, breaking up the shutout, followed by a, hey, Trevor Moore, empty net goal for his sixth of the season.
Can I interrupt again?
Yes. Anytime. Don't even
on
have to
King's ask. Talk, we have rebranded what I used to call a one goal shutout as a shootout.
Shootout. Okay.
This was a textbook shootout.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
I do like shootout a lot.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was a shot. I don't care. That was a shutout.
Yeah.
If you score an empty net goal to take a 2-goal lead and then the other team scores with like less than a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care at all.
100%.
Said, I think a shutout should be a mini shot.
Well, it's like in football or anything else. That's garbage. Those are garbage points.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't change the game at all.
I think James said he would take something from the grab bag on every shutout.
Unfortunately, grab bag is in the house.
So son of a bitch.
I have no way to get it.
Don't we have an intern?
There's nobody in here that's awake that can go get it.
John is known for sleepwalking.
John isn't here. He's asleep somewhere.
The intern is known for sleepwalking.
If he knew that it was by the front door in a green bag, then he would be able to get it. But I don't think he knows that.
Oh, that's a shame. He doesn't know that it's by the front door in a green bag.
In a green bag by the front door?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Full of bottles.
If I had it, I would do it.
Turn front door, green bag.
If I had it, I would do it.
Okay.
He's still waiting for dad's permission.
Yes. I mean, I think he needs to realize that dad gave permission by telling him where it is, by the front door in a green bag.
It feel like he's waiting for something more certain there.
He figured it out.
Not even the head nod would seem to be enough.
I know. I gave him a.
He got it. He got that, actually. Listen, I get it. You know, he's if he reads the room wrong, he's in trouble.
That's,
he's going to bed.
That's good parenting right there. That's what that is.
If you say so. I don't have any kids, so I can't weigh in on
that. That you know.
Pretty sure I don't.
Pull game strong. All right. By the way, this is Darcy Kuemper's first game back from injury. And he played stellar because of his shutout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at that. A green bag is floating our way.
That looks less full than the last time I saw it sober.
Well, the fact that we did 3 pulls from the.
I don't want to talk about it.
Handed it to Jesse. Yeah, Dennis loves it.
You're going to make Jesse pick something up right now?
No, he's not going to grab anything.
He tried to hand me the 2012 baseball something or other trophy. He was like, hold this. And I'm in a chair, like, whinging from back pain. I'm like, no.
It was pretty big.
I'm not going to.
It was quite large.
Hold that from a prone position to see how heavy it was.
What the fuck are you doing?
Surveying the crowd.
I thought the whole point of a grab bag was to reach in and grab.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to mix around.
Do you want me to hold it back here so you can reach for it? No, okay. Because we know what happened last time.
I'm clearly mixing around.
You're feeling for the one you want.
Fuck, I don't know what this is.
4 of us show it to the class.
You should take one too, Jordan.
Oh, God, I have to drive.
Jordan has to drive.
Yeah,
Jordan has to
eventually.
Drive. I'm not allowing Jordan to do it.
No, eventually he has to drive, but he hasn't drank much all night. He's fine. I'll drink.
Because he's got 3 beers sitting in front of him.
I'll drink the second beer.
I'm with you, Jordan. You got to drive.
It's the other way around. What the fuck is that?
right?
I don't think you're going to be upset with it.
I don't know the bottle at all.
It feels.
Jesse, you know what this is?
He does not care.
It should feel like a Jack Daniels.
You're about to lose Jesse from pain.
What?
Look at this bottle.
Okay, drink it.
All right, here we go. Wherever this is, I don't know if you can see Dennis.
No, I can't.
Here we go.
I'll let you know what it mean, it looks like Southern Comfort, but Jordan wouldn't have said what the fuck.
No, that's a round bottle. This is a square bottle. It's
I
hope you weren't driving.
It's not bad.
What is it?
Bird Dog peach flavored whiskey.
Oh, I can smell the peach.
Peach is a good flavor.
Yeah. Peach is a good flavor with whiskey too.
I bought a bunch of peach yogurt recently.
It actually smells pretty good.
It does.
Tastes good too. Bird Dog.
I'm sure it's all of 20%.
That's 80%.
80%?
Yeah. Or
proof. No, it's
80 proof.
Okay. I was like that.
I can
80% alcohol.
Yeah.
That was moonshine.
That's
yeah.
We haven't had that since Death Valley.
That's fire.
Oh my God, that stuff.
That moonshine was great, by the way.
It tasted like fucking gasoline.
So the next game,
yeah, dude. It was smooth.
Jesse's trying to go home.
Next game, go.
Hey, guess what? Andrew Kempe gets the scoring started again.
I don't have to type in move on. I can just yell it at you.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much easier. You got a direct line.
Yeah. Adrian Kempe gets the party started again. Like I said, 14th of the season in the first period. Kevin Fiala extends that lead with his 10th in the second period. Lee gets one back.
Andre Lee.
Yep. I wanted to say Anders like it was from Workaholics, but I chose not to. And then Mikey Anderson, scoring powerhouse, gets an empty net.
I want to get Dennis faced at Death Valley next year.
Dennis faced. Dennis was fucked up.
Oh, my God.
I'm not in the mood to be mentored tonight, Jeff. I want to enjoy the fire. Hey, as he's standing next to
we're standing next to heaters, right?
You were, we were standing next to a propane heater, and Dennis says, I want to enjoy the fire.
I don't.
Hey, you tell these kids to be quiet. Camp Host is not going to appreciate this.
The Islanders look like not hot garbage. They didn't look that bad, but they're just slow and talentless. I understand.
Jesus.
What? Is that too rough?
Slow and talentless.
Look, there's something going on this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams are not good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I need to talk directly.
No, your foamy was like off weird. I just keep looking at it. Visibly, it was like
he just likes making noises for people to like blow their speakers out with in their cars.
Gotcha. So.
Dennis will edit it. It's fine.
No, I won't.
But like there's just been a lot of games this year where I've watched the opponent and thought to myself, they're not playing well. I don't know, like they're missing chances. They're missing the net. I don't want to say they're getting chances. They're in the zone. They have the puck. They're controlling play. They're not getting chances. And I don't know how much of it is just the Kings are good at defense and how much of it is just the league sucks this year.
Well, there's so much parity in the league. Like right now, there's not a ton. It's still early.
It didn't happen last year. I don't know. There's something going on.
We're seeing the same thing from the Kings, though. Like we're seeing different teams as well.
Yeah, but the Kings have one. Like I can point to what the Kings do well. Detroit and the Islanders are both like roughly 500 teams. I don't know.
They didn't look like a 500 team in this game, though.
No, they didn't.
I feel like the Kings should have won that game 7-1.
They should have, they should have ended. They should have been 3 goals in the first period.
Yeah,
in that game.
Thank God they scored one in the first period because I was beginning to get a little bit like, oh boy, another one of those games where they or was it in the first period?
Yeah.
I was beginning to feel like this is a game where we control. They score some dumb goal, and then it's 2-1 at the ending.
Yes.
Yeah, we should
have. I mean, fact that it was 2-1 and then towards the like middle third period where the Islanders were really putting a lot of pressure in our zone, it started to feel like, shit, this is where it turns. You know, this is kind of like we've seen this story before. And although there were shots coming in, it seemed like, you know, Kemper was there when he needed to be. There was blocks where it needed to be, and they stood up and stood their ground.
Let's scroll down a little bit there. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Islanders only had 3 shots on goal in the first period.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, that's, like I said, that's good.
Yeah. What was it? Toronto didn't have like more than one shot until like 7 minutes into the second period.
I mean, we went an entire second period without getting a shot on Colorado. So
that's true.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah,
that was just bad. I mean, there, I think there was two shots on goal the whole first period.
But I definitely see what you're saying about like this felt like one of those games like it could get out of control, even though like we should be winning it by a lot. Mm-hmm. With the exception of the Sharks, this team is beating the teams that they're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
By and large.
Jesse, I pointed out last show, you had a caller on King's Talk that said, and it was really poignant. He said, listen, after the Dallas Stars win, thank you. After the Dallas Stars win, I care less about the Sharks' losses because we're not going to see them in the playoffs.
That was a funny take.
I care more about the win against Dallas against a team that we could see, and they're weighted differently. And I think that was really important to hear, for me at least as a fan.
Well, we also beat Minnesota twice.
Yeah.
So I know you can't swap wins for losses, but like, okay, you lost to the Sharks twice. You beat Minnesota twice.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it helps say like, yes, it helps me put those losses behind me.
Yeah.
Right. And in my fan opinion and focus more on what matters in the season. And, mm-hmm. and really this is where we see a Kings team that, you know, wins some, loses some against the teams that they have to win against. Mm-hmm. And they're winning more against teams they have to win against. And look, the wins.
Scroll up and go to league standings. Sorry, I'm directing
the
show.
I just pulled up the standings.
It is a bit of a fun fact. Yeah, they're in first.
No, not Minnesota, the Kings.
Oh, the Kings.
Like, seventh. They're 17-8-3. That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
They got the seventh best record in the National Hockey League.
That's great.
They have the fourth best record in the Western Conference.
We do account for 40% of the Wild's regulation losses.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they are.
And unfortunately, Winnipeg's went on a losing streak, but we started that.
Still beat them.
The Kings started that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Tough times.
Tough times. They've still won 21 games, though.
Yeah.
Still a lot of games.
Yeah. Fucking heater.
Oh, first quarter.
Dropped ice on your garage.
That's all right.
Studio.
It's cement. It'll clean.
It can handle it.
All
right, what else we got?
In regard to the games?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one said it very loudly. The fact that we went 2-0. Yep. Jesse gets it.
I'm playing.
Hey, best you can ask for.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what. And one
win
game,
for every thumbs down I give Top Gun.
Two thumbs down. Hey, one win for the elf.
And that's because you only have two hands.
That's right.
One win for the elf on the road.
The elf.
Some people were legitimately upset about that.
Some people were. I don't want to.
Don't have sense of humor.
The practice with the intern in the room. Is this home visited by the elves on shelves?
We're good.
Okay.
He helps with the elves now.
It's gaslighting.
It 100% is.
It is. And if you ever want to sit there and watch the news and be like, I don't understand how 50% of the country don't agree with me on something that's so obvious, whatever your affiliation may be on that 50%, that's how. You deliberately
play into whatever.
Yeah. And mentally and emotionally abuse your children with lies.
What's funny is when Carlin came on.
Go Kings, go. Go
Kings, go. When Carlin came on, she's like, breaking news.
We had that.
I was legitimately concerned.
I was watching the game with Jared Schaffrin and Josh Schaefer, and all three of us stopped our yip yapping.
What the fuck?
And leaned in.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What?
And then it was the
that.
Alpha. I'm like, you're shit me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, here's the thing is, like, I when I first saw that and I saw the elf, I was like, oh, come on, guys. Like, what are we doing here? And then I look over and Liv's got the biggest smile on her face. So I was like,
that's what we're doing.
It's the reason why we have Bailey and the reason why.
That's not for me. Right.
Nope, 100%.
Correct.
That's for her. That's for the kids. 100%. Like, there's kids that watch too. So,
And I'll tell you what, Daryl said it best. He's like, hey, listen, as long as they keep winning, the elf will keep showing up.
Yeah. Sure.
Whatever it takes.
Wearing a little F1 helmet.
those post game F1 helmet pictures have turned into a bit of a thirst trap with on Twitter. And it's a little dicey.
Nah.
But
you getting thirsty there, Jordan?
No, but the ladies,
somebody asked me what I thought about them. I think expecting that I would be, you know, grumpy grumperton about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. They're fun.
Yeah.
People seem to like it.
This is no different than like the dancing that they did after wins last season.
There's tons of teams that have had tons of things that Broadway had in New York.
Post win rituals.
Yeah, I read the list to Mikey Anderson when we asked him about it. So now we have whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
I don't hate it.
Good night, intern.
Hi, John.
Love you, buddy.
I just realized that the Dodgers catcher is a rookie in the NHL. Will Smith.
Yeah, there's a lot of Will Smiths in the world.
Mm-hmm. There's two of them in the
San Jose, in the Bay Area.
In the MLB.
Oh, really?
There's more than that.
Yeah, well.
There's a list of like Will Smiths that have won the World Series like the past however many years in a row. None of them are the same guy.
It was two of the same guys. It was the last six World Series, there's been a Will Smith participant.
Yeah. And minus the most recent one, because it was before the most
Mikey
recent
dude,
one.
Mikey, dude, what position does None Will Smith play guy. In the NFL? Mikey, dude, is claiming there's a Will Smith in all four major sports leagues.
I'm not surprised. It's a pretty generic name.
Are either of you on the TikToks?
No.
Are either of you aware of the Bryson DeChambeau challenge?
Over his house?
Yeah, over his house. Yeah. 16.
Have you seen the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all glass.
He, if he had any honor at all, would drill one shot straight through one of those two-story tall windows.
Yeah.
He's too proud to beg.
I'm sorry. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh. Before I even realized it was Bryson DeChambeau, I was like, oh, whoever this is about to drill a shot straight into his house.
Yep.
The fact that it has not happened is disappointing. I don't like it.
Did you see the guy who's like, made the joke video,
yes,
copying it.
Yeah,
did that.
And the first shot, he drills it straight into his window, which is what you should do. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Chekhov's gun, but it's Chekhov's gun.
Fair enough.
Defensive end. Will Smith plays defensive end. Sorry, my back hurts.
There you go.
Mikey was going to be here tonight, but he had a gig.
Which Mikey?
Our Mikey.
Mikey Alexander.
Ooh. Yeah.
Smith.
Sorry. So I locked him Mikey, in too.
Michael Smith.
I locked him into Maverick because I told him there will be a round two.
From what I'm told, Maverick is way better than the original, which
yes,
is not hard to do.
I like how you look at the camera to say that.
Well, I'm saying it to you.
He doesn't look this way to say it.
All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
I wonder what she's up to these days.
Surely there's a way to find out.
Mm.
I'll text her.
There you go. Right now?
No, not right now.
We called her at like 11 o'clock that one night.
I know. I
will General never do Notable that number one.
And she picked up.
I will never do that again.
General Notable number one.
I had a few and I don't remember what they were because I didn't write them down.
Arthur Kalia sent down to Ontario. That's generally notable.
That is generally notable.
It's for a conditioning stint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 14 days.
But he's activated.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. It's funny that's 14 days, not a number of games.
This time it works out because as soon as the team's back from this road trip, that's when his 14 days are up.
Yeah.
So 15
day holiday.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You think they might have done that intentionally there, Jesse?
It all plays out.
I do.
It all plays out. In fact, math.
Somebody wrote an article where it was like, it's believed. And I was like, really? It's believed
it's
that
believed,
the obvious option will be done.
Have you looked at a calendar?
Super sharp sleuth in there, city officials. I shouldn't be too mean because I just had dinner with him tonight, but he doesn't watch or listen. So,
no.
He doesn't know who we are.
Yeah,
allegedly. I genuinely don't think he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I see him
even though he 20 times for a long time.
I had dinner with him tonight. Half of our conversation was, "Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?" And I was like, this is that guy and this is that guy. He thought somebody in a white silk jacket was the Bannerman. And I was like, no. I don't know who the hell you're
that's
talking James. About.
That was
that's
me.
James.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, I wear funny. A white silk right. jacket all the
well,
time.
Well, then there you go. That's who he was talking about. So he knows who you are.
I see
know,
it all the time. And
he
I'm
just
like,
doesn't
hey,
know
what's
who
up?
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the Kings on the back, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a knockoff starter jacket. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I glad because he kept saying, like, tall dude, older. And I was like, I have older. No idea what older. You're talking about. And I was like, literally stumped. I was like, I got no idea. And he was like, come on, you absolutely do. You
are you enjoying
me.
This? You're in person. You get to enjoy this in person.
So good. He's soaking it in right now.
So good. Oh, so
yeah, he's
good.
He's literally talking about me. Yeah. I talk to him. We're in like similar sections.
I'm going to text him tomorrow because mystery solved now. Because he like couldn't believe I didn't know what he was talking about. And I was like, guy. I have no idea what you're talking about.
James Willock from
right, the James King's Realm. From King's Realm.
From the what?
Yeah.
From the Bannerman.
The guy you blocked forever because yeah. I like the post of someone that you don't like.
Well, you know, Twitter is like
5 years ago.
Serious business.
Twitter's a fickle bitch. Yeah. Oh, that was one of them. Jake Oettinger and Igor Shesterkin make the same amount of money despite their contracts being $3 million off.
Me what?
Yes.
Because their taxes. AAV is not the same as
the taxes.
Oh, taxes? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So because
whatever.
One's in New York and one's
New York.
Talk to an accountant.
Well, and that's assuming that they both play.
I took home $5 million this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
But that's
anybody
also assuming.
With that kind of money pays someone to make sure they keep more of it.
Of course. Or at least yeah. they should. But that's also assuming that they are playing all their games where they are located, which is not
right.
the case because you are taxed in the state that you play in.
Mikey,
so
I will,
it sounds like it's be pretty even.
Mikey, I'm not going to take your bet, but I will let you know how it ends up at the end of the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on now.
That's not a sign that I'm going to take one.
Get your stuff together.
Mikey has a bet. I'm not going to take it for $100, but
what's the bet?
It's a good take. I can't say it because then
you won a $100 bet with me. And I, for the life of me, can't even remember what it was anymore. And so I'm not paying you.
I mean,
and until you can provide audio evidence of making the bet or remember what it was, I'm not paying you. But rest assured that you won the bet.
Hey, a handshake will do,
oh,
I guess.
I know what it was, but I'm not going to tell you because I have to pay.
Booyah!
But I remember what it was.
Hey, do you know Wayne Gretzky has a whiskey?
No.
No.
Okay.
Gretzky has AIDS. It's only, I mean, you can only find it in Canada.
It sounded like you just said Wayne Gretzky has AIDS.
A whiskey.
That's all that I heard.
He has a whiskey.
You said Wayne Gretzky estates, but when you first said
estates.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's AIDS.
Yeah.
Not HIV, but forward AIDS.
Fantastic. How does this come up every show? Jesus Christ. Because
it's a great song. And
it's
a great
song.
And rent. Not good.
It's easy to see. It's not HIV.
But
forward AIDS.
Oh, no. That's from The Family Guy.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the Everyone Has AIDS song from
AIDS,
Team
AIDS,
America.
AIDS, AIDS,
which
AIDS,
is also
AIDS,
a great AIDS. Song.
Yeah.
The Family Guy one
from,
is.
From Rent.
The Barbershop Quartet.
Yeah, it might be one of the five best scenes in Family Guy. It's done really well.
Bold statement.
Was that above or below the chicken fight? The original chicken fight.
I told Hovind about King's Realm a few games ago, and he had no clue then. Literally, it didn't sink in.
I'll tell him again.
He won't remember again.
I know, but at least I'll tell him.
To be fair,
I've
listened to as many episodes of his podcast as he's listened to ours.
We should Zero. We should have him on as a guest and then see if he remembers in a month.
Guaranteed.
You were on the podcast.
Yeah, you were there.
He won't do it.
He won't come.
There's no chance.
I guarantee you Patrick O'Neill doesn't remember being on our podcast.
Well, I've talked to Patrick 20 times. He doesn't remember every time.
Yeah. Well, he was also drunk in a bar in Chicago when he called in.
No, he remembered us. He remembered one time when we saw him at the Angel game. He didn't remember that. But that was like a month later.
I saw him I see him at the Riviera every year for the Genesis
Jesse
Open.
Is dying right now.
He's like,
come on,
hey,
Jesse, you know what we do.
What's up, guy? What's up?
All right,
buddy.
All right, so there's one more general notable. Then James seems to have a take on it because we talked about it.
Do it.
The Kings lead the league in what was it?
Empty net goals.
Empty net goals. 13 empty net goals.
Yeah.
And you said it was a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword.
That just means that they've been leading enough games to do that.
That's correct.
How's a double-edged sword? I want to hear.
It means you're not putting your opponent away. It means that you're constantly still in the game, late in a game, and you have to hold down the fort and fight them off. Rather than, like you guys said, they should have had a lead in the first period against the Islanders. They didn't.
I mean, they're currently 10th in goals for, and if you take away empty net goals on every team, they're 18th. So it takes them from the top third to the middle third.
But the other half of this, the other edge of the sword is they're not giving up those goals.
I mean, that's why,
yeah.
It's give or take, right?
They're doing it.
You're leading games, but you're not leading them by a commanding presence. And quite honestly, those games can be tied and you can lose points. So is it great? No. I think, yes, it's good that you're winning games.
Yeah.
But when you have the stat.
You're trying to find empty net goals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have it right here. When you have a stat that is, you know, saying top empty net goals, and then you start doing the math on all the other teams with their empty net goals, you take them all away. It takes the Kings from 10th to 18th. And I mean, that's something that you want to at least
know. What website are you looking at that gives you empty net goals?
StatMuse.
Oh, fascinating.
It's right here. Empty net goals.
So, I mean, there's also games like the Wild game, though. They're up 2-0. And Wild pulled the goalie. Trevor Moore scored his first empty net goal. You're up 3-0.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
And then they scored a goal. And then Trevor Moore scored another empty net goal.
That's infrequent.
It's infrequent, but I mean, it's not like.
And it's two. It's not one.
Yeah. So. But if you look at it, it's like it goes from 13 to 9 to 8. Like it drops significantly after that. So great. We're winning games. We're closing them out. That's awesome. One goal leads are dangerous, though.
Two goal leads, most dangerous.
Two goal leads are more dangerous.
No,
you know who's the most dangerous?
I beg to differ.
Maverick. He's dangerous.
That's right, Ice.
The enemy's dangerous.
That's true.
I am dangerous. More dangerous.
More dangerous.
glad you're coming around, Jesse. I'm glad you're coming around.
Jesse did make a parallel between.
No, he didn't.
Between he Maverick and somebody. Did not. It was pretty good. I'm gonna keep it close to the chest.
You made that. That was you.
No, it was me. Yes, yeah. Cool. I said that. James has AIDS.
Undiagnosed.
Undiagnosed. After, if you think it was, you can't have it, right?
English teacher. Did you, any of you watch the show English Teacher?
No.
So I haven't watched it yet, but there's this clip that keeps popping up on my social media. About an English teacher, and one of the kids in one of his classes has undiagnosed Tourette's. Or no, asymptomatic Tourette's. Okay. Sorry. So like there are no symptoms. And he's like trying to get there, and this other girl in the class is like, "You're educating yourself. That's good. The struggle of AT." He's like, "AT, oh, MT." So, pretty funny stuff. James has asymptomatic everything.
Speaking of that, if you're looking to get tickets to games.
Speaking of that.
That's brilliant transition.
Might be the best transition we've ever had.
Almost as good as the transition. Which one was it where I just burst out laughing? I even commented. I was like, great segue. They're like, they just cut from one thing to the other. Sorry.
Oh, during when Maverick and... what's her face are about to get down and dirty.
Yeah. And they're sitting there on the bike and then just like, nope, now they're in the bedroom.
Now he's inside of her.
And the line that he said to her was literally only in the movie 45 seconds earlier, just so they could have him repeat or her repeat the hunt. It's just like, wow, you didn't even let that line breathe for a second. You just, and also the ending, as long as we're doing
take
this.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Yeah. The ending, when he turns around at the jukebox and it's her, that went on for way too long. He should have turned around, seen her, Tom Cruise, flashy tooth, smile, credits.
Done.
Like, I don't need four callbacks to lines earlier in the movie. We get it.
Yeah,
she's playing the song that he played earlier.
Yeah.
It's she's come back that like, I don't.
I could go with that.
I was just that. Like, that movie needs an editor, like anything. I was God damn. Just it's like when 80s. You guys try to wrap up a show and you keep going for 20 minutes. Like, sounds about right. Be done already. Like,
I do feel like you could probably edit that movie down to about 45 minutes.
I mean, 5 minutes. But
it's
also, like,
just
I said,
an Instagram short.
There should have been a scene instead of a 5 minute montage of airplanes taking off. Who cares? There should
that's
have been.
That's when the credits are rolling. All right.
Yeah. Which again, who cares?
James does.
That's just how they did stuff. And back
not,
then.
It's not
credits
though.
In the beginning
go watch
of the movie.
A good movie. From
honestly,
that
that's
year, and
that's the first time James got hard in that movie.
Big was way better than this movie.
I played it three times today before we even got before we started today.
Look, there
I picked
have been,
up the kids with that playing.
Sorry. Spoiler
schools.
Alerts for Top Gun. There should have been a scene at the beginning where we got to see how his dad died, and then give me a. Nobody knows, shrouded in mystery, classified, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Instead, we just sort of get like random mentions like, oh, did you know his dad's dead? Like, nobody really knows what happened, but FYI, his
dad's dead.
And then when all of his people are not busy telling him, suck it up. Sorry, your friend died. Get back out there. One of them is just like, by the way, your dad died a hero. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, then I guess it doesn't matter that my friend died. I'm fine again. It's not a good movie, James. I'm sorry. It's a really bad movie.
Yeah, just, get a couple beers with this guy.
I'm stone cold sober.
I see like three beers in front of you.
Damn. That's,
that's perspective. That's,
yeah. I'm on painkillers.
Perspective.
And muscle relaxants. Woof. Anyway, empty net goals.
Game Time URL is gametime.co.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, libraries.
Or check out the Game Time app on either. Your Apple or Android phone. Look up Game Time and check out the upcoming app, upcoming games on apps. Browse through seats on Game Time Picks. Then talk about deals after the high profile events. You can look up concerts, shows, not just sports. Any type of event you can find on Game Time. They have curated deals. They make it easier to find the best price on great seats. Look for the super deal, which gives you the most curated tickets that are at that event.
In the arena.
Yeah, and my favorite is the seat view. When you scroll through all the tickets, you can see a seat view of every single perspective from the seats that they're offering. They offer a lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, and they even offer job loss protection. You lose your job, they'll get you your money back. Never heard of that before. So check out the Game Time Picks. Curation makes it easier to save on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, etc. All in pricing. You can actually click the toggle, and the feature shows you upfront with no surprise fees at checkout. And they can offer you Game Time ticket coverage, so your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticket industry. What can you do? Take out the guesswork of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your ticket purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game Time.
Game Time.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
Your computer is trying to tell you something. The last icon on the right keeps bumping up.
It's not. Fucking touchscreen. It's a Mac.
Mine is watch.
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah,
that one. That's because I'm probably trying to print something. And my printer is
quit
25 miles that way.
Drive me crazy. Thank you. This is what happens when you invite me to come down and eat your food and watch your favorite movie. I insult all of you.
Oh, not my favorite movie.
James's favorite movie.
One I'm going to shit all over
what's, it. All right, give me another one.
Goodwill Hunting.
Shit on it.
No. I like it though. Goodwill Hunting should replace episode one of Star Wars.
That's not saying much.
No, I'm just saying like the storyline.
There's no pod racing in Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, exactly. But imagine if Anakin were an adult, not an obnoxious child, who lived on an outback planet with a Jedi temple on it or something, and they landed to find parts or something, and they were like, there's a Jedi temple here. And he was a space custodian and a slave, and they discovered, oh, this unassuming, you know, elder teenager right. or early 20s is actually like strong with the force.
Prodigy. Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, he goes to follow Padme on Coruscant and tells whoever, I don't know, Qui-Gon, who decides to stay behind at the Jedi temple.
You like them apples?
No, he says, I gotta go see about a girl. Which is how Good Will Hunting ends.
Yeah.
There you go. He stole
my line.
And if he's like a teenager or like a young adult that takes out the whole like Padme is a groomer thing, like I like that.
Yeah. And then episode two is Whiplash. He goes to Coruscant. He is taken under his wing by a driven, abusive mentor who sees the talent within him and is willing to do whatever it takes to get it out of him. And then episode three is Infinity War. The Infinity War, you watch Thanos.
Why are you not
time.
Writing movies?
I don't know.
Okay, now do the sequel trilogy.
No.
Fix that, please.
It all goes in the trash.
That needs more fixing.
Well, yeah. Episode 7 is just episode 4.
I mean, that seems very simple.
Yeah, but bad.
That seemed very simple how you just did that.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it way too much.
Damn. I love it.
Voicemails.
No, I have not seen a Serbian Mikey dude.
That's your boy Mikey.
I have not seen a Serbian film.
I've seen a Serbian before. At least one.
Have there been any? Where is Serbia? Is Slovenia part of Serbia?
It's that way.
I should shut my mouth because I don't know what I'm talking about and I don't wanna.
There's only one.
Is it from Mikey? Is it 3 minutes long?
It's from Mikey and it's three minutes long.
It's going to be good to see Jesse's face while he listens to this.
That's six in a row. So the Kings are officially
I've seen that, Steve.
Getting my hopes up for sure. So that's cool. Dude, what are you doing? Fucking.
Just hanging up.
People in Colorado don't know how to drive. I honestly can't tell you which one's worse. Colorado or California? This guy's taking up two lanes at a red light.
Is he in a Subaru?
I don't know if he's turning left, going right, or going straight.
Close.
But, seeing win streak, okay. Let's see. Fiala scored, dope. Tempe scored, dope. Mikey Anderson with a fucking 200, what the, Jesus, dude. 200 foot empty net goal, sick. Shit. And what's next? Thursday, New Jersey Devils. Kings are losing 3-2. Kings are going to lose 3-2. 4-2.
He's jinxing the jinx.
Fortitude. Yeah, the You're Devils have fortitude, so the Kings are losing 4-2. Turcotte not scoring any goals. Turcotte's not gonna score a hat trick on Thursday. He will not do that. And did you guys know Blake Lazard is on like a 30 goal pace right now?
I did not.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, who are like a city team.
I'm gonna do the math on that.
We're not.
Have you guys talked about Nashville?
We don't.
And how much Steven Stamkos sucks, dude. That team is just like. It's like if you let fucking Rob McElhaney write a season of a hockey team. Because, like, Stamkos was like, oh, the guys just aren't in it. And then the coach was like, I could scratch every single person on this team.
He's technically doing more than Drew Doughty, though.
He said that out loud to a person with a microphone.
Still number one.
How's your team doing? He goes, I could scratch every single guy on the team. Would not make a difference. Like, how crazy is that? Your team sucks, dude. And, like, Barry Trotz, everyone thought Barry Trotz was, like, how could you not think he would be a great GM? And it's weird because he's doing all the right moves, you would think, because on paper, that team's like, I don't want to play them.
Yeah.
But then you look at the paper that has their record, and you're like, I want to play them 82 games in the season.
Better than
that. All right, that's all for me. Like, James, hit a button!
Imagine dragging these nuts in my face.
Go, Kings! Go!
Water bottle.
Go, Kings!
Wrong button.
No, it was the right button.
No, it was the time.
Boy. He said hit A button.
Yeah. He said hit A button.
But it was
imagine dragging these nuts on your face.
I'm aware.
Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
I mean, I could have hit this
Fuck
one.
Fuck you, Jordan!
That's why I don't come in studio.
Try again. Could also hit this one. Man, titties.
I had to look at the screen and see if that was actually Dennis laughing or not.
I love that one every time. Dude, we don't use it enough. Man, titties.
I think people couldn't hear the voicemail.
Really?
That's what people said.
I heard it.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm always a vibe.
Always a vibe.
In.
New comments.
Any more voicemails?
That's it. One.
Do you think Russisa is alive? We haven't heard from him in like 6 weeks.
He is alive.
Okay, that's good.
He's been slaying commercial real estate, so.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
So, what do you have coming up?
Like the week ahead?
Episode 2 of the 2014 Stanley Cup Anniversary Retrospective on Channel 67.
Tell us about Channel 67 for a second.
Channel 67's rad.
Rad. Like, rad. That like, sounds like from the 80s, like Top Gun. Awesome. Good reference, Jesse.
Channel 67 is our historical pieces channel. You can get it at lakings.com/podcast or wherever fine podcasts are curated. And this summer, I got to go hang out with the guys from the 2014 cup winning team.
Awesome.
And record them talking about winning the cup in 2014.
Awesome.
Can you give a little, because I heard you talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how you talked about it. I actually shared this with my kids.
Mm.
Right, that it was never about, like, when you talk about 2014, it happened about, I think it was, you talked about it after.
I'll tell you two stories that happened at the retreat.
Yeah.
So one night, the second night, I'm walking. So we had set up in a hotel room, mm-hmm. and we had golf carts that we could take the guys to and from the party to this hotel room where we had set up the film room. And, you know, they were having a good time, and I didn't want to, like, interrupt them and drag them away. But at some point, that's why we're there.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Like, I'm awkwardly, you know, going up to these guys. I'm like, if you wouldn't mind, like, whatever. I got Mike Fuda to help us. Mike Fuda was awesome, by the way. Mike Fuda was just like, who do you need? And I was like, this guy's all right. He would go and grab him and bring him back. Like, we're gone. All right, cool. So at one point, we passed Dean Lombardi, who I'm terrified of because I've never spoken to him before.
Okay.
I don't know him. And I just sort of was like, Hey, Mike Fuda, I'd really love to get Dean Lombardi. Like, that would be awesome. She's like, all right, I got you. So, you know, Dean Lombardi's like, Mike Fuda, where are you going? Mike Fuda tells him, and Dean Lombardi goes, no, none of this one at a time. They go as a team or they don't do it. And I was like, okay, respect that 10 years later, you're still, you know,
right,
in charge.
You're still a cult leader. But, but also, I need one at a time.
Right.
So, all due respect.
Yeah.
Stop. Then we got Kyle Clifford, and 5 feet from the door, and believe me, like, we had explained to Kyle Clifford what the point of this was. Like, he should have known. 5 feet from the door, he turns to me and goes, what are we doing? And I'm like, well, I'd really like to ask you a bunch of questions about the 2014 cup run. He goes, nah, I won't do it. I don't want to talk about myself. I'm only going to talk about other guys.
Okay.
I'm only going to talk about the team. And I was like, well, we're also doing well wishes for Trevor Lewis's 1,000 games. So can I at least get you to do this? All right, I'll do it for Louis. So he sits down, he gets all mic'd up, cameras on, we get him recording. And I'm like, all right, as long as we have you here, set up, can I please ask you some questions? And he said, yes. So I got one answer out of him before he was done. But that's the point. Like, they, to this day, they won't talk about themselves. It's always team first. And like I said, it's a cult. Oh, my back. Sorry.
I don't necessarily take it as a cult. I think it was.
You can call it whatever you want.
It was an identity of that team. Like, that team wasn't a band of all-stars.
No. They had some very, very good players on the roster. They did. But yeah, it was a team effort. Nobody was promoted
on the awards list every year. Right.
And Lombardi had a very strict, like, billboards should have one guy on them, not, or should have three guys on them, not one. if you're doing an interview, multiple people, not one. Like, it was very like team.
Yeah. It's a good message. It's a good message. And I share that with my kids because, like, I have one kid that's he's pretty proud of himself. And so
can't have that.
As we learned
from Top Gun.
It's good. It's good in a sense, right? Be proud of your accomplishments, but also if you're the goalie,
yeah,
you aren't just a great goalie without a good defense. Yeah.
No, and look, one of my favorite things about Jonathan Quick is if they won 1-0, he praised his teammates. If they lost 1-0, he blamed himself.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah. And I think especially for that position, you have to say, like, I can't be successful without 24 shots and blocks in front of me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like, that was my takeaway from that episode.
Who's a player not named McDavid, Matthews, or McKinnon that you would trade any king for?
Tom Smith.
Will Smith. I don't know. Maybe Hellebuck. Maybe. I'd have to think real hard about it.
Okay.
Because at this point, honestly, like, even if you told me that by trading Andre Kopitar, the team would be better.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the point at this point?
Like, right.
Let the man finish his, like, come on. What are we, like, come on.
I agree.
How much better?
Like, yeah. Well, given the 6-game win streak, people are talking about trading Doughty as soon as he comes back, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't. That's, come on. It's 6, like, they were 2-4 the 6 games before the 6-game win streak, and everybody was freaking out. So
yeah.
The 6-game win streak is great, and I think there are plenty of signs that this team is better than we thought they were, but.
The fact that people don't even know Doughty played with Mikey Anderson for fucking years.
That was rough.
Wait, what?
Old story.
It's an old story?
We did a trivia question on King's Talk.
It's a James story.
And the question was, what defensive pair played the most number of minutes for the Kings over the last 3 seasons, but hasn't played a single minute together this year?
It's a great question, by the way.
Thank you. And we had to, like, walk the guy.
I was
up to the river and
dying and texting him come on.
And he wouldn't drink. I had to just be like, the first and last number are the same number. And he plays defense. Only so many guys.
He plays defense. Well,
it was great. It was great.
You know, it's tough, right? You get on live on the air.
Mikey!
The nice guy.
I'm not good at trivia, like in any sport at all. But shit, I was on that one immediately.
I mean, I thought
the thought this was like a
made it sound more difficult than it was. Right? Yeah. You're like, what pairs played the most minutes? But then if you think about it, you're like, oh.
Like, who is Doughty? Like, you obviously know it's Doughty.
Right.
Right? Most minutes. Who has he played with?
Yeah.
There's only one person.
Yeah, it's Mikey.
It's kind of like his protege .
Yeah. General notables, Mikey Anderson. Good.
Great.
Fantastic.
Notable.
Like Mikey Anderson, Brent Clark. I love this. I love this.
Not playing in the coronation.
No. As a future.
All right.
As a future of a team. Them together. Don't lose that.
Mikey Anderson, future captain.
Yeah, Steve. It was rough. I had to walk him. Like I said, you can lead a horse to water. Sometimes you have to shove the horse's head in there. Oh. Is that, I think that stick's illegal, actually.
It goes with this Brent Clark helmet.
I don't know what it is, but the way he wears his helmet wigs me out.
Oh yeah.
It's like six, it's like 3 or 4 inches above his ear.
It's weird. Yeah.
When he puts it on.
He's got a tall head.
Maybe he's got a long face. Maybe we need to go measure how many fingers from his eyebrows to his hairline.
Maybe he's got fat fingers.
Maybe.
It's weird.
Well, yeah, your fucking head is a watermelon.
Yeah, but it still fits. Weird.
Turn your head. Yeah, see, I think there's something with the helmet because there's a ton of space between your ears and the top of the ear hole.
And there's clearly
a
great shot of my face.
Yeah. What do you call the ear hole on a helmet?
Ear hole?
Ear holes. Ear hole.
Is that really ear hole?
I think so.
All right.
I don't know.
Feels like a Rick and Morty sketch.
I don't understand. Like the guys that wear the visors and they tilt them all the way up so that it doesn't like.
It's because they don't want to be wearing a visor, but they have
Here's what I don't understand. There is a device that is cage up here, plastic down here, so that if you breathe, you're not wearing like a full plastic shield, so you don't fog it up because it's a cage. So your hot air just whoosh into the world. Hmm. And I have spoken to a number of people within the hockey world, and they're like, that's terrible. That's dumb. You're awful for liking it. I'm like, nobody will ever lose a tooth or get a get like,
right.
I don't know. It seems like the best of both worlds to me.
Right, right.
And yeah, it looks dumb, but well, I like guarantee you after 3 years, we'll get used to it.
I love that Kobe still wears neck guard.
Yeah, well, I think his family made him do that. I think, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if that's true.
But
or not.
Like, that's an easy yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I get it.
After recent
injuries that wore him for a few games, then stopped.
Yeah, after recent injuries, like.
But I mean, but it happened once. It happened in a British league, in a not. Sorry, no offense to the British league, and no disrespect to the man's memory, but like, I don't know. It happened once in 100 and something years of.
Who got cut in the NHL?
Clint Malarchuk. He survived. Everybody that has happened to in the NHL survives because they're immediately
survived, but it's still scary.
Listen, if somebody wants to wear it, I get it. Like, but I also get it if they don't.
It's not a bad piece to wear. Like,
unless you don't like it. I don't know.
Fuck that
shit. Like, I like the nets above the glass. Like, right. I get why they're there. But, you know.
How many people live died
a little? It happened once in 100 years. And we were like, well, that's the end of that. And it's like, why was it not the end of that before? Like, why did we have to wait for the one random event that had probably happened once every 100 years?
Because somebody got sued.
Ask every police department in the country.
Yeah.
Well, ask McDonald's that now has to put caution hot on all their cups.
What happened, Steve? Did the person, were they okay? Type faster, Steve. You can't just say that and then not immediately type a response. I want to know. Steve, type faster.
It happened this season in Ventura.
I want to know what happened to the guy. Is he all right? I shouldn't say guy. What happened to the person? I don't know. It's a guy. Maybe it was a girl. Simi Valley, Ventura Kings, Vikings, cut on the back of the neck. Okay. And then are they all right? Yes. Okay. Okay. Fine. There you go.
Just like they survived. No harm, no foul.
Yeah. Listen, still got stink. Cut. Don't get me wrong. If I had somebody come in and forced me to wear a back brace when I was taking those groceries out of my car, in retrospect, I'd have appreciated it. But...
But you survived, Jesse.
Well, yeah. If you call this living. I do. I shouldn't say that. I do. I'm very happy. My back hurts a lot.
Should we get to
the weekend?
The weekend!
You definitely should.
Okay. Thursday. That's tomorrow. Time of recording. That's 31 minutes from now. in New Jersey against the Devils.
The third New York team.
Yep. Excuse me, I'm on the wrong page for this.
Come on, man.
They are currently.
Come on, man.
It's the Devils on Thursday.
Yes.
It's the Rangers on Saturday.
Yes. Devils are 18-10-3, 6-3-1 their last 10. They are 7-6-3 at home with a plus 19 goal differential. I'm very hesitant to call that a win.
No, you switched it. What the fuck? Go back. Go back.
It's the Rangers on Saturday, then another 2 days off before the Kings head to 7-6-3 next Tuesday, which is not on the weekend. So I imagine we're not talking about it.
No, we're talking about it.
Oh, because they play Wednesday. Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Two days off between New York and the New York game's 10 a.m., which.
What?
Yeah. Which means I have to wake up extra early to go in and watch the game at work by myself. Wow. Which is fine.
No one else is there when you.
Not on a Saturday at 10 a.m. Hmm.
Are you doing you still doing the Kings Talk and all that stuff?
I am still doing the Kings Talk. Thanks for listening to this conversation previously where I talked about Kings Talk.
No, I mean, I'm saying like on a game like that.
Yes, I still do Kings Talk at 10 a.m.
Every game.
Probably.
Fucker.
I'm calling a win. All right, moving on.
All right. James?
8-9.
Win.
Shit.
Go to the standings, the league standings. I can't remember if New Jersey is one of the teams that has like a dynamite home record and a lousy road record or vice versa.
7-6-3. Actually just about 500 at home.
Win. 7 in a row.
Yeah. They're great on the road. 11-4.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, hockey's weird, man. It's a weird year.
It's weird.
Oh, that hurts so much. Oh, God. Sorry.
James is calling a loss. Oh, didn't James call an OTL last week? Idiot.
He did against the Wild.
Uh-huh. He did.
You should call an OTL here.
James, I'm about to temporarily excuse myself to use your facilities.
Go for it. You get OTLs when you leave, just so you know.
All right. That's fine.
Shit.
This is taking way too long.
No, this is honestly a tough one.
Now I know how Jesse feels.
This is a tough one.
Sentiri Hataka.
I need one more stat.
No,
you don't. No, this is gut feeling. You always bring in stats this. Man, I got to give up a 530. Come on, man.
10, 20.
All right, fuck it. OTL. Let's go.
Win.
You motherfucker. I've had a win typed in for you for like 5 minutes.
OTW for James.
OTW.
All right, Saturday, New York Rangers 15-12-1, fourth in the Metro, 3-7-0 in the last 10, 7-7-1 at home, plus six goal differential. I'm also calling that a win.
I'm calling a win just because we're streaking, so until they prove us wrong, which they might do.
I'm calling a win for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Play either goalie, fuck them.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's it. Steve said, do you think we'll face Quick on Saturday?
Yeah, 5.06 goal against. Yeah, let's do it.
Quick is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting shut out on fucking Saturday. Neat. All right. Last but not least, Tuesday, Pittsburgh Penguins, 12-14-4, 5-4-1 in the last 10, 8-7-2 at home with a minus. Is it the worst in the league?
No.
It sure is. Minus 30 goal differential. That's
fuck it.
3-0.
Don't they score a lot of goals though?
They do.
So they allow a lot.
If they have 86. A minus. No, they the Penguins?
Yeah.
The Penguins are close to the bottom in the league.
Oh, all
right. The goalies are 3.11 and 4.04 in the last.
Then there you go. That's how you get that. I thought they scored a lot of goals. Somebody scores a lot of goals.
That would be the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah. Okay.
That's and the Capitals.
Right.
10-15.
Not PLD.
18.
And the Panthers.
21 in the last 24, 25, 26, 26 in the last 10. 2.6 a game.
I've already moved on in my head. Sorry, what?
2.6 a game, and they're allowing 3.1 and 4 a game. That's a win.
Go ahead.
3-0. Jesse's got two OTLs.
Okay.
1-0-2.
No, he's got 2-0-1. We'll give him a win on this one.
If I don't know, Steve.
Quick has like a 5-something goals against average.
4-0-4. No. That was last.
It was 5-0-6, I think. Or 5.06.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that stat.
That's a good record.
He's 2.58.
In the last 10?
No, you didn't specify last 10.
I did.
Mm.
Last 10, he is 5.06.
That's what I said.
That's
11. In three games.
So
in
not
three game sample size.
So not his last
5.06.
10. Oh, save percent or goals against?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he was 5.06.
He's got a 1-2.
That's 11 games, my guy.
Yeah.
But you were talking about something else.
1-2-0 in the last 10 with a 5.06.
8.31.
Did he get pulled or something? He must have.
Probably.
Because 5.06 is like, that's
bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
That's where you like let in one in the first and they're like, yeah, that's enough out of you.
Goals against average, which means he's let in more than that.
Well, if you let in one in the first 10 minutes and they yank you, you're carrying a six.
It's game. Like K's per nine innings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that type of
where
deal.
Where you're like one against three.
Oh, ow. It hurts so much.
All right.
This is all the stuff that I edit out of my podcast.
We let it play.
Me just saying, ow, it hurts so much.
All right. What else we got?
Giolino has 4 goals this year.
All right. I heard somewhere he's on pace for 53 points. Good for him.
He's got 19
points?
19 points, yeah. 15 assists. Okay. Plus 5.
That's good for
him. Oh, plus 5.
Good for him.
Hey, when's Ovechkin coming back? And when's James paying me the $100?
I don't know. But Chikrin has 8 goals. There's a plus 11.
Who's got what now?
Chychrun.
Chychrun.
Eagles. No.
Eagles plus 11. Is this?
James. Bored of Jacob Chychrun. I'll curry no more discussion about him.
Let's see who else. Matt Roy's still hanging in there.
Yeah.
Plus 7. All right. I don't think we have anything else, do we? Should we let Jesse go? Should we end this with Jesse and go home?
Say, you're saying that because you want to go to bed.
That's also true.
Dennis doesn't really care about you, Jesse.
Just, that's okay. I don't need him to care about me. Jesse. I need him to support behavior, support policies that benefit me. I don't care if he cares about me. I just need him to
act. All right, so follow interest. Us.
This somehow
on
got,
social
got,
media.
Got political. Kings I don't know. It's weird.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't be like Hogan. Remember what the King's Realm podcast is.
562-317-0087.
I'm sorry, John. I'm not trying to take pot shots.
He doesn't listen.
You never know. You never know. Someone this might, will be the one. Steve Dotto might reach out to him and be like, they were saying terrible things about
he's
you.
He's definitely not listening an hour and 20 minutes in.
Probably.
I would hope not.
It's actually an
someone
hour
sends a timestamp.
13 on the recording.
Yeah.
God damn it. And it's not recording locally, easy. By the way.
Quick, send me the link.
Yeah.
Don't send it. Don't. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna click it.
Alright, here we go. Here we go, guys. Ready? You ready? Oh, for James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman, Jesse Cohen, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, go Keys, go! Go, go Keys, go! Go, Keys, go!
Also, go Kings, go.
Jesse can't yell, it'll hurt his back.
It will.
It will. 100%. Yeah. Good call.